everyone's computer, just recording this message. Okay, guys, we're just sharing something we shared about. What do we pray? What do we say? What do we do with prayer? And I'm just very aware, just give you, prayer is very different. It's very personal. Different people do different things. Different people experience prayer in different way. So today is not an ABC of how to pray. It's what I've called it is handy hints, 9 handy hints for prayer. Handy hints that can help us, especially as we go into our week of prayer, to things we can do. And the first hint is this. Number one, picture that you're praying to a divine person. You know, what I mean by this is picture you actually praying to somebody. You know, sometimes we pray our prayers up to the sky and we're like, God, maybe if you can hear it, it's a bit vague, it's a bit woolly about our prayers. But I believe we're called to picture God. And for me, it really helps if I picture God, picture that I'm actually praying to a person. And before you think I'm being heretical or a bit wrong here, if we look at the Bible, we believe in a triune God, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And each part of this Trinity is referred to as a person. If you look at Luke 15, I encourage you to do it later, you see the Father God referred to as a person. You see Jesus refer, and the Son referred to as a person in John 1. And the Holy Spirit, we see him referred to as a person. Jesus first as him, as a person. And so I encourage you, when you're praying, it really helps if you picture that you're actually praying to somebody. You know, when you pray to God, picture that you're praying to divine person. This makes your prayers more personal. And you start to develop a relationship with him. So that's the first hint there. Picture that you're praying to divine person. The next one is this. Remember that you're praying to your heavenly Father. I can't underestimate this enough. Okay, don't underestimate this. But you have a Father in heaven who loves you, who wants to hear from you, who's desperate to spend time with you. You know, my kids this week have started school and they've been absolutely shattered. And we've got home after school each day and I've just cuddled them, just spent time with them, because they've just needed that attention. Even Sophia, who wouldn't normally be a cuddly child, got under the blanket with me the other day as well. And we're all sitting under a blanket, snuggling up, watching a film. Because you know what? That's what dads do. They spend time with their kids. And your heavenly Father wants to spend time with you. So when you're praying, you're not inconveniencing God, but you're coming to a heavenly Father who wants to spend time with you, who wants to be with you. You know, Jesus encourages us to approach him in prayer as a father. We see in Matthew 6, verse 9, beginning of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, when you come to God, pray, our Father in heaven, our Father in heaven. Not God in heaven, but our Father in heaven. To approach him with real tenderness as a dad. And that really helps me, because when I approach him as a father, I don't think he's too busy for me. Because your heavenly Father loves spending time with you. Just say that together. Your heavenly Father loves spending time with you. So that's the second handy hint for prayer. Remember that you're praying to your heavenly Father. The next one is this. Number 3, we need to show God reverence and respect. So although we approach God as a father, we also need to approach him with reverence and respect. Because as I said there, our Father in heaven, may we keep your name holy. You know, it's really important with God that we approach him with reverence. You know, Ecclesiastes, my favorite book in the Bible, Ecclesiastes 5 verse 2 says this, do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are here on earth. So let your words be few. And it's just really important just to remember to respect God. So when you come before God, a hint, handy hint is this. Show God reverence and respect. Approach him as a dad, but also approach him at the same time as a father in heaven, as a father in heaven who deserves respect and reverence. My fourth hint is this. Prayer is a relationship with God. I know it's obvious from some of the stuff I've just shared already, but it's just worth emphasizing this. Prayer is about us building up a relationship with God. It's about listening to God as well as speaking to him. You know, sometimes we can view prayer a bit like approaching Santa Claus. We come with him with our massive list. My children are currently writing their Christmas lists just to make sure Santa's got enough time to make their presents and get them ready. But sometimes we treat God like that. But that's not what prayer's about. Prayer's about a relationship. It's two ways. So when you approach him for praying, especially when we come into our week of prayer, don't just approach it as God, do this, God, do that, God, do this. And I want you to do that as well, God. But actually say, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to pray? What should we talk about? And really develop that relationship. Another handy hint for prayer is this, is to actually set time aside every day. And I'd encourage you to do it a few times a day, not just once a day. Set time aside to pray, to spend time just listening to him and talking to him. Like, do it first thing in the morning. Do it after you've had breakfast. When you've got moments, maybe set reminders on your phone just to spend time with him. I love the verse, this verse in Luke 5, verse 16, where it says Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. You know, guys, just get away. Find that space that you need to pray. Spend time with him in prayer. Set time aside. If you don't set time aside, you won't end up praying. It sounds really obvious to do, but you need to spend that time, make that time for him. You know, when we take time out to pray, we slow down and we start developing our relationship with God. And guys, I've been really doing this in the last week, and I've just been setting aside time several times a day to spend with God. And what he's just been sharing with me and the peace that I've felt has been absolutely incredible. The next thing is this, a handy hint for prayers. When we pray, we build up our trust in God. Okay, a handy hint for prayer. It's really important to remember this, because when we pray, we realize we're our complete dependence on God. You know, when I approach God, when I pray and ask him to help me, I realize that I can't do everything. My daughters might think that I'm Superman, but I'm not Superman. I can't do everything. I'm limited. But when I come before God, it builds up my trust in God, because I remember who God is and who I am. And it's really helpful. The next thing is this. A handy hint for prayer is this. Prayer changes you. You know, when you come to pray, don't think that you're coming to pray to change God. I think it was Spurgeon who said, prayer changes you as well as it changes you more than it changes God. And when you come to pray, don't just think because you pray something will happen, because it was not guaranteed to happen. But actually, when you pray, what you might find is you get changed more. When you spend more time with God, he will do more in your life, and he will do more, make more changes in your life. The more time you spend with God, the more you become like him. If you check out last week's message on Facebook and YouTube, I talk about that. If you want to become like somebody, you spend more time with them. And that's the same thing prayer does. I'm coming in to finish now, so I'm not too far away. Next thing is this. Remember, prayer is a privilege. Because, you know, if you get called to speak to the Queen, it's a privilege to go to Buckingham Palace. And in the same way about talking to the royal family, it's a privilege. Talking to God is also an incredible privilege. Don't take it for granted. Remember who you are and remember who God is. You know, God doesn't need to talk to you. He is sovereign of the universe. He is the creator. He doesn't have to, but he chooses to talk to you. He chooses to be in a relationship with you. That is absolutely the biggest privilege you can ever have, is to know that God actually wants to be in that relationship with you. I remember when I was dating Naomi, before I was dating Naomi even many years ago, and I was this love-struck 16-year-old who was fun and deeply in love with her. And I remembered the time when she told me that she felt the same way about me. And it was heaven. I thought, this is what life is about. And I just wanted to spend time with her. Every moment I spent with her felt amazing. It still feels amazing now. I think she might be listening, so I better make sure I say that. But it was just such a privilege to spend time with her. But how much more of a privilege is it to spend time with our God? How much more is it a privilege to spend time with our Savior, with the creator of the universe? And the final handy hint for prayer I want to give you is this, is to fast. You know, fasting is mentioned in the Bible a lot. And for me, fasting shows God that we're serious about prayer. But fasting also focuses our minds on listening to and seeking God. Guys, don't underestimate the power of fasting. You know, I used to fast a lot, but as you guys know, I suffer a lot of stomach issues. And I've recently developed ways of fasting that have helped me, that I can do. Okay, there's certain drinks I can have to help my stomach and settle me to do it. But the last few weeks, a couple of weeks, I've just spent time praying and fasting. Different times, just fasting lunch. I'm not hardcore doing it for like a week or 40 days like some people. I just maybe miss lunch. I have breakfast, I have dinner, and I don't eat anything in between. But I spend that time seeking God. Every time I get hungry, I pray. Every time I get a bit of a hunger pain, I remember Him. But as I've come before God, as I've fasted, it has been incredible how God has just spoken to me. And guys, I believe God wants to do the same thing for you. And I know some of you can't fast because of your dietary requirements, but I want to encourage you, if you can't fast food, find something else to fast. I think fasting food is really good, but if you can't do that because of health reasons, find something different. Give up Facebook for a day instead of every time you think about Facebook, pray. Or give up answering your emails for one day, and every time you think about that, pray and spend that time with God. Give up watching EastEnders. I don't even know if it's on at the moment, but stop watching that, or stop watching Netflix for a day. But fast. Spend time seeking Him. The Bible calls us to fast over and over again. And during that week of prayer, I want to encourage you to spend some time fasting. Spend some time getting closer to God, getting to know Him more. So I hope that's been helpful. It's been a little bit different to what I normally share on a Sunday evening. But I just encourage you, 9 handy hints there just to get you closer. And I'll try and make the notes available later on. And you can spot all my spelling mistakes and my grammar mistakes on there as well as it goes on. So before we do that, before we sing our last song, I just want to encourage us as we're thinking about